go ahead and get started. And I think, you know, as you look at Pittsburgh and, you know, they're so effective with the quarterback. He's such a good player, makes so many plays on his own. And, you know, they've got great skill guys. They're spread the ball around very, very well, you know, with the tight end. Heath Miller leading them in receptions, but you got Wallace, you got Brown, you got Sanders, you got all those guys making big catches. Backs are hard running guys, so it's a great challenge. We didn't play very well the first game against them, particularly in the second half defensively, and we got to do a much sounder, better job in this football game. Offensively with their defense, we know they haven't had the explosive kind of year they normally are used to up front rushing the quarterback, but know all these guys individually can get after the quarterback, and so we have to be really good protection. We have to do a great job in the running game, and so it's going to be quite a challenge. Again, both front groups have to play very, very well. And I think special teams-wise, they've got two guys that return, both Rainey and Brown, that are effective returners, very good returners. We have to do a great job in coverage and separation and tackling, and then create some movement and momentum our side that way. So, you know, in all three phases, it'll be a great challenge. So,
everything that you needed to happen over the weekend happened, and it's the simplest scenario out there. When did you're in?
Well, we've been on this march for a while, and we just kept sailing. We just have to keep taking care of our own business, and that's what it is. The next step along the way, we got to go play good football.
When your team was 3-5, that was your message to just keep sawing logs, grinding, whatever. And I'm sure they're buying everything you're selling now, aren't they? It's come to fruition.
Well, it's usually plays that way. It's not hard to figure out. If you take care of your own business, you know, there was a lot of time left, a lot of football to be played. And, you know, we would have to play good football in order to get back in this position. And at the end of the year, we were going to play good teams that we'd be competing with to get to the playoffs. And that's how it's played out.
Injury-wise, how are you looking going into Sunday?
I think we'll be as healthy, knock on wood again. Here we go. You know, I was ready to get hurt today, but we're should be at full strength.
For John Connor, I guess it's just a matter of learning language. I mean, same. There's only so many things a fullback's going to do, right? It's like.
Well, he's had good. It's been good to have the extra time that he has. John's had some extra time, and we'll go through the week and see how things are. We've got some flexibility at the spot with the tight ends that have been in the system and so forth, and with John being new here, so. But it is kind of a almost a turnkey operation. It's his second opportunity to play against Pittsburgh, and you know, so he's done it once, and I cut those plays out to show everyone, you know, John playing against him. So, you know,
maybe a little bit more because of what he can do on special teams and kick coverage.
Well, he's had some experience in his rookie season, none really last year. You know, his first year, I think he had 5 tackles spread throughout special teams. So, you know, he's a it was, you know, again, we're in good position to acquire a player that has an opportunity to help us and move him forward.
One thing about Big Ben is the pump fake. He can his ability to do that. Defenses, is that one thing you got to watch out for?
Yeah, you have to, you know, you really have to, you know, plast it to your guy where the pump's fake, the guy's rushing against him, and they kind of settle their feet and stop their feet, or whether, like you said, freeze the downfield coverage. You know, you've got to, if you're a deep vertical player, you got to stay deep and vertical. If you're an underneath player and you don't have, you got to plaster a guy, you plaster a guy. If not, you come get the quarterback. And rushers have to be effective and stay within our lanes. We have to understand the lanes and the commitment to playing together, you know, 11 guys playing defense together.
You just played against Romo, another improviser. How similar, how different are they in their improvisational ability?
They're similar. You know, I think Ben's probably a little stronger, right. You know, in all. And I think, you know, Ben just it's almost like he it energizes him, you know what I mean? He's made so many plays throughout, you know, he's running down the field and he's looking over his shoulder, you know, seeing the guy running behind him, and you know, it's kind of, you know, he's used to doing it, so he's got great experience doing it.
So he feeds off it, then his team feeds off it.
Yeah, I mean, I think they make plays. I mean, geez, the touchdown to Heath Miller in the last game. I mean, he scrambles around. Heath Miller is running an option in there. He rops and starts. Linebackers over him, and then 93 comes out of coverage. Next thing you know, he pumps again, runs this way, moves that way, and now he's moved all the way away from the leverage and is running down the boundary by himself. So,
is that the biggest lesson? Just stay on your guys.
Well, if you got a guy, stay on your guy. I mean, we've played against some of our defensive players. We've played against him for a while, Robert Gathers and so forth. So we understand that part, and it's a big part of the game. Anything else?
You guys are 10-5 on the road. Seems to give you guys a little bit of a street fight. That's kind of a street fight in the town. Is his personality
You guys keep track of all that stuff a lot more than I do. We just play the next game, and I think Andy's personality is what it is, and it's helpful no matter where he's playing that.
Is it prove that axiom that good defense and a solid running game travels well?
Well, I think it's an important part. It's an important part. I think this division, we played the NFC East this year, and it's a big part of that division. And not giving up the plays on the other end of it is the third part of that. And third down, winning on third down. Turnovers, winning on third down. If you put all those things together, you're going to feel pretty good every Sunday. And if you win those areas, chances are you have a great opportunity to win the football game.
Where was 13-year-old Marvin Lewis when the Immaculate Reception happened?
It was at Carlington High School at a wrestling tournament.
You didn't see it live?
Didn't see it live. It's at Bill Cowher's High School, actually. I don't think I was wrestling. I think it was a varsity match, and I don't think I was wrestling. I think we were just there as the junior high or JVs, wherever I was at the time. But I was at a wrestling tournament. Yeah, I think we did. I mean, I think we heard the Steelers beat the Raiders. I mean, I don't know. Back then you had to probably go to somebody's house to see it on television, back there, where we were from. Wasn't like there was a TV out in the lounge or anything. I do remember the day, though, yes.